is Wednesday, May 6th, 5:20 a.m.
Alex Chavez heads to work at the Port of Brownsville. The morning sun has not yet punched through the darkness. He's got his hard hat, lunchbox, and uniform shirt.
About to get in the car. Gonna have my wife take me. It's not like before where you come to work and you're gonna have a great day, you're gonna have a good day. It's different this time because of this COVID-19. You still gotta be cautious when you're talking to people, how close you get to somebody, what you touch.
20 minutes later, Alex arrives at a shipyard called Keppel Amphils. He must wait in line before clocking into work.
So you go and then you see some tables that are about maybe 60 yards away. There's some tables there where they check your temperatures.
Workers wait in the pre-dawn haze to get their temperature checked. Then once inside...
Me, I have a helper, and we get our tools ready. We connect the wires, we connect everything. The welding leads, the torch, everything we need, the extension cords. The whole day, we're working together side by side.
Alex says alongside other colleagues, they're building two ships, and social distancing has been difficult. It's hard work, and the job became even more difficult 3 weeks ago, when employees received a company memo stating that someone at their worksite tested positive for COVID-19.
I was shocked about it, and I was just waiting for that type of news to happen.
Alex worries that the employee might have interacted closely with other people at the shipyard. Another worker, who didn't want his name revealed out of fear of retaliation, says the company started handing out masks a couple of days before the employees learned that someone had tested positive on the site.
They're not making it mandatory because they know that if they make it mandatory, they're going to stab themselves in the back because they know they don't have enough supplies.
That was about 3 weeks ago when I first spoke to him. Now, Alex says as of last week, the company made it mandatory to wear a mask. Still, the workers wonder if they'll be protected in the future.
There's a huge demand for information about employment rights right now, as you can imagine.
That's Catherine Euchre with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and Congress have not passed any new federal laws that require companies to provide face masks to their employees or enforce social distancing during the pandemic. Euchre says OSHA hasn't come out with any enforceable emergency standards for coronavirus.
OSHA is the agency that's charged with creating standards and enforcing them. And unfortunately, they've decided not to do that during the pandemic.
Under existing OSHA standards, the employer must provide safeguards, such as personal protective equipment. However, the problem now is that there's limited oversight.
OSHA is only considering on-site inspections for fatalities and imminent danger exposures related to COVID-19, with particular attention given to healthcare organizations and first responders.
A public OSHA memo states companies who have had an employee file a complaint take matters into their own hands. It asks companies to conduct their own investigation because OSHA, quote, does not intend to conduct an on-site inspection at this time.
OSHA has chosen not to do any on-site investigations to protect its own workers.
We reached out to OSHA about the agency limiting its investigations and why it hasn't come out with any enforceable emergency standards for coronavirus, but we have not heard back. In the meantime, Alex will continue to clock in. He says he needs to put food on the table at home.
I'm going to think about a family, and it scares me every day when I walk into work because I pray that today I hope I don't catch anything.
Keppel Amphils and Cameron County have not responded to our request for an interview. According to company memos provided to TPR by workers, there are now 4 confirmed COVID-19 cases at the company, with about a dozen others told to quarantine at home because they had been exposed to one of the 4 employees who tested positive for the virus. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Mission.